decommissioning SAP legacy systems. SAP carve-out, with its focus on selectively disentangling specific modules or components from the SAP landscape, marks a pivotal step in this evolution. However, the journey doesn't end with the carve-out. A logical progression awaits in the form of decommissioning legacy SAP systems. This article explores the strategic importance of decommissioning, shedding light on how this process contributes to minimizing maintenance costs and streamlining operations, ultimately paving the way for a more agile and modern IT infrastructure. The logical progression of decommissioning legacy SAP systems. 1. Post-carve-out assessment. Once the carve-out is successfully executed, a comprehensive assessment follows to identify the legacy SAP systems that are no longer integral to the current business structure. This assessment involves evaluating the relevance of each legacy system in light of the organization's strategic goals post-carve-out. 2. Data validation and migration. Before decommissioning, data validation is crucial to ensure that all relevant data has been successfully migrated to the new or modified SAP landscape. This phase involves meticulous validation processes to confirm the accuracy and integrity of the data that has undergone migration. 3. Strategic importance of decommissioning. Decommissioning legacy SAP systems is more than a routine IT task, it's a strategic move with far-reaching implications. Organizations can minimize maintenance costs associated with keeping outdated systems operational, redirecting these resources towards strategic initiatives. 4. Streamlining operations. Legacy systems, if left unattended, can become bottlenecks in the operational flow. Decommissioning eliminates these bottlenecks, streamlining operations by reducing the complexity of managing multiple systems and ensuring a more efficient workflow. 5. Enhanced security and compliance. Decommissioning legacy SAP systems contributes to enhanced security and compliance. Outdated systems are often more susceptible to security vulnerabilities, and keeping them active can pose risks. Decommissioning mitigates these risks and ensures adherence to evolving compliance standards.